USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A moderate Republican in the U.S. Senate says she's found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. McConnell has said that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up a trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says,
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Murkowski saying she's willing to take criticism from her party for being impartial during an impeachment hearing. Israel retaliates. Rockets were fired into Israel earlier today, and now, hours later, Israel's launched a series of strikes against Hamas in Gaza. And this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Police in Boston looking into the circumstances of the deaths of a woman and two young children who were all found unconscious on a sidewalk below a Northeastern University parking garage yesterday afternoon. They were later pronounced dead at a hospital. District Attorney Rachel Rollins.
As a mother, it was incredibly hard. This scene in particular where there are two young children that lost their lives.
She was speaking on NBC News. Police believe the two kids were both under age five. Police are calling the deaths a tragedy but are not speculating publicly about the circumstances surrounding them. Today is expected to be another of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says over 100 million Americans will be driving to their destinations today through New Year's, and in many cities, the worst time to travel today will be from mid to late afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is again threatening to bring in the feds to solve California's homeless problem. On Twitter, the president saying Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is doing a really bad job in caring for the homeless population in the state, and the president promised the federal government will get involved if the state cannot fix the problem. Trump has already suggested using the Environmental Protection Agency to take action against San Francisco over its homeless population. Two women are claiming they were sexually assaulted on Frontier Airlines flights and that the carrier never did anything about their complaints. The incidents are part of a new federal lawsuit against the airline. One of the women says a male passenger sexually assaulted her during a flight out of Denver in October. The other woman's incident, allegedly happening in November, also on a flight out of Denver. The two women say they told flight attendants about the incidents, but the attendants never reported them to anyone else, including police. And the organizers of Burning Man are taking the federal government to court over permit fees. The nonprofit that puts on the annual festival in the Nevada desert argues they're being overcharged by the Bureau of Land Management. The groups filed a lawsuit seeking relief from the nearly $3 million the government charges each year to put on that festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.